daughter Tegan from the Little Ski Hill one evening, and she says to me, "Mom, this job, I don't know. I'm trying to teach the kids how to ski. They're not listening to what I'm saying. I can't keep track of them. They're all over the place. And honestly, I have no idea what I'm doing." "But the thing is, Mom, I have to pretend that I know what I'm doing because otherwise they won't listen to me at all." And she kind of lets these words sink into her brain. And then she says, "Wait a minute. That's like being a parent, isn't it? You don't know what you're doing, but you're pretending like you do so that I'll trust you." And her words took me back to my first teaching job. I was in the desert, the high desert between Burns and Bend, Oregon, with a group of teenagers. I was working for this organization that attempted to rehabilitate kids through backpacking and wilderness survival skills. And I had taken this group of kids kind of off to the side to look for some firewood. And this kid, Bryce, was about 15, kind of gives me this look, looks around, and then he just bolts, just runs off into the sagebrush. And I kind of just stood there like this, not knowing what to do. And luckily, this other kid in the group goes, "I'll get him." So he runs after Bryce, tackles him, sits on top of him, and then we wait for this other teacher to come help. So not only did I have no idea how to look after these kids out in the desert, but I also had no backpacking skills. I showed up to this job with this cheap, rickety backpack and one of those thick Coleman sleeping bags that's kind of lined with flannel. And I thought, "Oh, I'm going to bring my new hiking boots, you know, leather, brand new." So as you can imagine, after the first week, I was exhausted. My back hurt from carrying all that weight, and my feet were all blistered, so I was kind of gimping around. And so I really was not fooling anyone with my confidence level. But Bryce was not running away because he was trying to take advantage of my lack of supervisory skills. Bryce was running away because he was about to graduate his program. He had been in the desert for about 6 weeks, and he had transformed into this new person. And he didn't want to go back to his old life of addiction or disappointing his parents and all of his bad influence friends. He loved who he was out in the desert, and he never wanted to leave. And all the kids knew that if you made a certain number of mistakes, then you had to restart your program again. And that is exactly what Bryce wanted to do. So lucky for me, Bryce restarted his program, and he kind of led me through the stages of wilderness survival skills. He taught me how to make a backpack with nothing but a tarp, seatbelt webbing, and pack cord. All the kids had to hike with this makeshift backpack for the first 5 days of their program before they got a real backpack. He taught me how to bow drill a fire with a palm rock, spindle, and like a self-made bow. And every night, it was one kid's turn to bow drill the fire. And if that kid was not successful, there was no fire. So these kids got really good at bow drilling fires because cold, dry lentils are really, really hard to eat. So I was spending all this time out there with these kids, you know, just it was so rewarding just watching them transform into who they wanted to be. I started thinking, well, maybe this is who I want to be. Maybe this is me out here in the desert. But I only lasted for about 2.5 months in that job. We moved to McCall shortly after, where I've been putting my new and improved backpacking skills to work ever since. In fact, my friend Ellen and I took my daughter Tegan backpacking not too long ago out to Serenity Lake. It was a spectacular hike out to the lake. We were the only ones there. We set up camp. and went for a skinny dip. And Ellen had brought this map of the stars. And we kept looking at this map of the stars, and we were so excited for it to get dark because we were going to look at this map, and we were going to try and look at the night sky and identify the stars. But as soon as the sun went down, this storm hit. It was wind, rain, thunder, lightning, and the storm was so powerful that we could hear these trees just cracking and falling on the other side of the lake. And when we woke up in the morning, there was about an inch thick of moon dust just covering us from head to toe. And I rolled over and looked at my daughter, and I thought, oh, this is it. She's going to bring up the fact that I have no idea what I'm doing. But I'm only pretending like I do. But you know what? She just, she didn't say a thing. She just rolled over and smiled at me and just chalked it up to another adventure in the wild.